Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello. Carly's yawning. Hello. She's tired of me already.
I'm tired of you already, and we've just begun.
Tired of my shit.
Tired of having to put up with your shite. I mean, if we're being honest, we've been on the business end of this call.
We have been
for a good 40 minutes already.
We've been doing business. We are ordering stuff for you. We are we have an announcement that we're making.
We have an announcement, but maybe first, before we tell you all the behind the business details, we should tell you who the freaking heck we even are.
I'm Cecilia.
I'm Carly.
And this is a standoff.
we were waiting to see who would jump out. And this is a podcast that you probably know. And if you don't, what? Hooray! Surprise! We're Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome.
Hi.
Ghosts Are Everywhere, and we're a podcast about ghosts and how they're everywhere. And we tell guys ghost stories every week or whenever we post our ghost story podcast. And sometimes we talk about ghosts and sometimes we talk about other stuff, but we always have something spooky happening.
That is all absolutely correct. And I think I'm really happy that you read our 5-star reviews verbatim just now.
Yeah.
For the listeners at home.
Always something spooky happening. Thank you. Anyway, give us 5-star reviews, please. And say nice things.
Yeah,
like that.
If you want to.
And we'll love you forever.
Couple seconds of your day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll mean a lot to us. Yeah. It'll mean very little to you.
Yeah.
But that's you know, low risk, high reward. Mm-hmm. We love that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know what else is low risk, high reward, Cecilia?
What is?
The cool announcement that we have today to announce to our pals.
We do have a little announcement to make. I mean, maybe it is high risk and we just don't know it.
I mean, we've been doing it fine so far, so I ain't feeling no risk,
so
just
far,
joy.
So far, it doesn't feel risky. But that's we are doing a little Halloween mini tour.
Ooh, Halloween mini tour. Yeah. Exactly, very many. We have 2 stops this spooky month of October coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The first of which is a week today, the day that this is released.
Yeah, it's a week from...
It is October
7th. Friday, October 7th, we are going to be at the Attic Theater.
Yeah, we're going to be at
the Attic Studio.
Leslieville.
Uh-huh.
You're going to love it. It's, if you haven't ever been, it's an incredible venue.
Mm-hmm.
Our pals at Space Space Revolution keep it toy, keep it cute.
It's
keep
a cute
it,
little
honestly
spot.
Old and a bit spooky.
Yeah, it's quite spooky, and we're going to make it even spookier, and we're going to be telling ghost stories, and you guys are going to come hang out with us. So that's our Toronto show if you live in Toronto.
Yes.
If you're one of our friends, or if you're not one of our
friends,
come hang out.
If you're one of our aspiring friends,
if you aspire to be a friend,
we're gonna have a really incredible guest for you that we're gonna announce closer to the day.
It's
gonna be amazing.
Yes, it's very exciting.
He's really cool. Oh, just revealed that it's a he.
You just revealed that he's cool.
That he's cool and he's a he.
Oh my god! And then
you'll
also
have to come see who it is
On October 27th. So 20 days after that, if you can't make it to our Toronto show, you can scoot on down the highway. You can hop on a GO bus, hop on a GO train, and you can come see us in Hamilton at the staircase.
Can. Yes, for our second annual staircase, a palooza. That's right. We had so much fun last year. We're back again, baby. They host us real good there. And
we love them.
Have a really also cool, equally cool guest, some could say. A little hint, an OG.
Yes, an OG.
Of the pod fam.
Very OG.
Our OG pal of the pod is back again for some more. So you'll have to wait and see.
That's on it's a Friday? That's also a Friday?
It's the 27th.
Whatever the 27th is.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. It is a Friday.
Yeah, so Friday, October 27th. If just, you know, if you want a little weekend before Halloween activity, that's a thing you can do, and come and hang out with us. And the staircase is a cool little spot to come hang out.
That's totally true. Yeah, you can get your tickets. You'll be able to find them on our website, www.ghostsareeverywhere.com, baby. Cecilia's done a beautiful job. It's up there. It's ready for you now. So go get your tickets. Don't miss out. It's going to be a silly time. We're going to have so much fun at both of these.
Yes.
Awesome venues for both these cool shows. Mm-hmm.
You can come hang out. Also on the website, we finally, our merch store should be live by Friday. Woo-hoo! If all has come together properly, then it should be ready for you to buy some things. If you can't make it to one of our live shows, because we're going to have some merch at the live shows as well.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah. If you're going to miss out on some of the live show action, you'll be able to catch it here. Obviously, we're going to release them as episodes later.
Yeah.
But you won't miss out on the live action. You can still catch it from home from the website.
Yeah.
By buying merch if you want to.
You can get some little merch online and we'll ship it right to you. And then
that's right.
You'll have
it'll still be in real time.
You'll have a little tote bag or a little hat.
Or a little whatever else we've got cooking there. You'll have to wait and see or click on the website and find out.
That's some of the business we were doing before. We're ordering a couple little other cute little merchy things.
Yeah, we're serious business bitches. So you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. We're very good at it. You are welcome.
And you love it and we love it and we're glad you're here.
Yes.
Oh, I have another announcement, a secondary announcement to our big announcement. I have officially finished Vampire Diaries.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you. It was 8 seasons. So thank you. I really needed that.
A lot of seasons. I really needed that applause. That's a lot of vampires. Were they happy? Did they live happily ever after?
I don't want to spoil it, but they're vampires.
Okay, so no.
I mean, they're vampires, so the answer is probably yes and no, you know? Yeah, I mean, it's a wild ride.
I'm sure it is.
I forgot that I had seen it all. I really thought I didn't see it all. And then I watched it right to the end. And I was like, oh, no, I've seen all of this.
I've seen all of this shit. I've been through this before. This.
These feelings are so familiar. Mm. It's because it gets so off the rails by the end that I completely forgot where anything could possibly go.
Sure, yeah.
And then the last, like, season and a half, honestly, last two seasons feels a lot like filler. So I just forgotten what was possible because it just kept happening. I was like, so it was like fun. I was glad I watched it again because it got me right to the first day of fall, basically. Gave me some pre-spooky season spookiness, which I really appreciate.
You can watch Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, now I can really dive into the true fall content and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think what I really needed was... the reason I didn't jump into Gilmore Girls first before this is because I just wanted something spooky.
Yes.
Yeah. Gilmore Girls is like a bowl of soup and Vampire Diaries is like burning your tongue on hot chocolate. You know, that's what a feeling I wanted more.
It's like really spicy soup.
Yeah, but it's still soup at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it's not, like, violently hurting you.
No. It's just hurting you a bit.
Yeah. Like, a regular amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's not, like, killing people off, bringing them back, making them into something else. You know. There's not so much flip-floppery.
In Gilmore Girls? Or in Vampire Diaries?
In Gilmore Girls.
Oh, they're not killing people off and bringing them back in Gilmore Girls.
That's what I'm saying. They're not doing that.
No, I was saying that Vampire Diaries is like a spicy soup.
Oh.
Gilmore Girls is like a chicken noodle soup.
It's like a cup of soup.
It's like a Campbell's chicken noodle soup that you get out of like a packet.
Yeah, it's like Campbell's. I thought you were trying to say that. But it's spicy too. Like, it's Campbell's soup, but every once in a while you get like a piece of peppercorn and you're like,
No. Not really.
I was like, I was going to go with it. I was like, if you want to say that it's spicy, we can
Gilmore
say that.
Gilmore Girls? But... Not really.
Well, there's drama. That's all I meant.
Drama. But it's like, it's just salty. It's not spicy.
It's still chicken noodle drama. It's salty, not
it's
spicy.
Salty.
Yeah. No, Vampire Diaries is nothing but spice. It's like drinking not like regular hot chocolate, but like Mexican hot chocolate.
A little bit of jalapenos in there.
Yeah, it's like hot in temperature and in flavor.
Is it jalapenos? I don't think it's jalapenos.
No, it's not jalapenos, but I was just going to let you have it.
I just like, what's a pepper? I don't think it's jalapenos.
It's not jalapeno. No, but it's like a spicy hot chocolate. It's like a Mexican hot chocolate. It's good. So, yeah, just so I finished my spicy show. That's like really dumb, but hilarious. If you haven't seen it and you want something that's just like you're not going to get too invested in, but then you might, surprisingly, and it'll catch you off guard. And you're like, oh, wait, what?
I'm not going to watch it.
No, don't have to.
But I have started to, this is TV corner now, I've started to watch Only Murders in the Building.
My God. I've been waiting 3 years for this. Please tell.
I'm on like episode 4 maybe. They are currently accusing Sting of murder.
Which is one of the most iconic things that they do. Yeah. The whole of the series.
That's so funny. Crew is up to. No spoilers, but Sting's in it. And they think that he's a murderer. So that's fun.
That's right. What do you think of it so far?
It's cute.
Just in general. It's so cute, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm nice to see the boys back in action.
I'm like very confused by Selena Gomez's acting.
Sure. She gets less confusing as it goes on.
Because I don't think she's necessarily bad.
Yeah.
But I think she might be, like, trying too hard to be, like, cool or something.
Yeah.
Like, because she's trying to be, like, a cool girl.
Yeah, she's, like, a cool, like, off-putting deep Gen Z.
But she also just feels off in a way that I'm just like she doesn't feel natural, but she feels like she's trying to be natural. I don't know. There's something off about the way that she acts. And I think it's just like Disney star trying to be not Disney star kind of vibes of like, I'm trying not to be, I feel like she's trying too hard to be not over the top, but it just ends up being kind of awkward.
Well, it's really funny that she's trying really hard to not be over the top because she's next to two of the most over the top actors.
Yeah, but she has to.
She has to
not be over the top.
I know, but even if she was like a little over the top, it would come across as not over the top. Is that what you're saying?
But she can't be Disney star over the top.
No, she can't be Disney over the top. And it's also different. Like, this is her first acting. This was when it started a few years ago. Her first acting gig in like forever.
Yeah. So yeah. And you can tell.
Yeah, you can tell in the first season for sure. She does get better. I'm gonna give her that. And her character gets more likable.
I don't think she's bad. I don't think her character is bad. I just think there's something off about the way that she's acting.
Sure.
And I think that's just like she hasn't acted since she was in fucking like Wizards of Waverly Place, and she's I don't remember how to do this.
Everything is not what it seems. Yeah, it's
not. She
just
didn't know how to do it. But I mean, like, Martin Short is doing a subtle performance for Martin Short.
He's really giving subtlety. And he's giving more
subtlety.
For him. For him. Yeah, for sure. So they're currently airing the third season. And my sister and I are watching it together episode by episode because I got her into it.
Yeah.
And I started this season without her. She's like, you're going to watch it without me? I was like, okay, I guess we'll watch it together. So we were 3 episodes behind because I was busy doing other things for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And we just caught up the other day and we watched 3 episodes back to back to back and we have glued to the screens. And it just made me realize, Cecilia, that you and I are kind of Steve Martin and Martin Short, big time.
Okay.
Yeah. Not necessarily in that thing. But, like, as a duo, one of us is giving Martin Short and one of us is giving Steve Martin big time.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know who's who? Fair.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you're Martin Short because you're the one who's
That's right.
more of a fucking freak.
Yes. And you know what? I'm okay and glad about that.
But you're the theater director one who made, what's his, Splash? What's it called?
Is Splash, isn't it Splash the Musical?
Is it Splash the Musical? Yeah, I think it's Splash the Musical.
I know. I really want to see it for real. I want to fund that shit.
No, you don't. It's so much money.
I want Nathan Lane to fund that shit.
Yeah, the one episode I was watching, he's like, he want a whole pool on the stage.
I love it so much. He's dreaming big. I love his big dreams.
He's on Broadway. He's got Nathan Lane funding him.
Yeah, that's right. He's got that Broadway money.
Yeah, so that's... I've been watching it. We've also been watching the Lords of the Rings movies.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Because we were like, I feel like it's time to watch them. And we're like, how long ago was the last time we watched them?
Mm.
Which was probably only about 6 months ago. But we're
but
doing
still,
it again.
That's quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah. We're doing it again. We're watching the extended versions. We watched the whole Fellowship of the Ring on Monday, and we watched half of the Two Towers yesterday. But
oh, Two Towers
it's
is
like
so
4
long.
Hours long. Yeah, so,
it's
we
so
make
much
it
movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, something else I wanted to say before we drift too far away from Only Murders in the Building is that watching that show always makes me then need to watch Prince of Egypt. So something I've rewatched a lot. In
Why
the last
Prince
2 years.
Of Egypt?
Because both Martin Short and Steve Martin are also in Prince of Egypt together.
They're in Prince of Egypt?
They're the priests. They're the high priests.
Oh.
Yep.
I don't remember that.
They're the high priests and they're perfect. And they're very scary and they're great. And they say things like, by the power of Ra. Yeah. It's very scary.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I love it. I love them. I think they're perfect. And yeah, you watch Lord of the Rings every 6 months. I probably watch Prince of Egypt every 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta watch Lord of the Rings. Usually not that frequently, but we needed something to watch, and it was
just
like
there.
Lord of the Rings.
It was just there, officer. What would I to do?
It felt like a Lord of the Rings moment. It just felt like it needed to happen.
I feel like I've been seeing a lot more like Lord of the Rings memes and things recently. So yeah, they're kind of having a resurgence.
Yeah, I don't know. It just it felt very much like it was the moment for it. I don't know why. I feel like it I guess it's a like cold weather is coming. Let's get cozy and watch a fucking 4-hour movie.
Yeah, that tracks. It's like where the movie is the activity. Because you can't go outside.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's getting ready. It's pre-cold
season.
We're
like already in that, even though it's still nice outside.
Yeah. It's getting chillier, though, by the day, which I really am appreciating.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. I went for a walk.
Yeah.
I went to the High Park Zoo today.
Wow!
And I saw some yaks and some capybaras and some goats or something.
That's
it was really
great.
Nice out. It was like we walked all the way from here, and I got a blister because I wore my gym running shoes, which I've never worn for a walk, and thought would be okay. But it's like that weather where you start a walk with your sweater on and it's cold in the shade, but then it's hot in the sun, and then as soon as you start walking, you're like sweating.
You're like, it's actually summer. Never mind.
You're like, wow, it felt like fall when I left the house, and now it's actually really hot. And why did I wear like velvet pants?
Oh my god, a classic. Yeah, that's like the beauty and the curse of having like layers, like it being layers weather.
Yeah.
And on the warmer side of layers weather, because you're going to end up having to carry all your layers.
Yeah. So I had like this little like shirt.
Sure.
This,
little
like
button up, little velour button up
kind of thing. So I was wearing that and I took that off, but I was still wearing like kind of thick pants, which were fine, but getting
but
a little.
Probably a bit of a mistake.
A bit sweaty. I should have worn something else, but it was fine.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you survived long enough
to
be able to tell us a spooky tale or two.
You that I saw llamas and also about a haunted church in Argentina.
What? Oh, kind of hot out the gate with where and what? Well, today is a choose your own adventure. I mean, Cecilia is telling us a story.
I chose an adventure.
Perfect. Are you ready to take us there?
I am. So we are going to, like I said, we're going to Argentina.
Hell yeah.
To Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires! Cool.
Buenos Aires. We're going to the barrio, or the district of Barracas.
Nice.
Which is in the south of Buenos Aires.
Cool.
And so the neighborhood of Barracas started out kind of industrial. It was where they were like making leather and slaughtering cows and shit.
Yeah, making leather. Sounds about right.
And then eventually
okay.
rich people started moving there for some reason. And in the 19th century.
Oh, as they always do.
They just decided to go there. And in the 19th century, it was where, like, a lot of the fanciest people in town lived. And they were like,
whoa.
There was a main street with, like, the rich people stores and stuff.
The Gucci and the Prada of Argentina.
But then it kind of flipped back where in the 1870s, a yellow fever epidemic.
Oh, no.
Hit Buenos Aires, and the area was kind of close to a river, and the river was a breeding ground for mosquitoes, and mosquitoes spread yellow fever. So all the rich people were like, bye, we're going to go up to the north of the city where there's less mosquitoes and we're not going to all die.
Wow.
So they all bailed. So then the poorer people, or like the less wealthy people, were able to kind of like take over, and then they all fucking died of yellow fever. But
yeah, because it's next to the river.
They're so right next to the river, but it made space for them, and then it became more of a working class and like immigrant area, which it seems to still be now. Cool. Although maybe it's a little bit more like gentrified and
right,
like artsy fartsy kind of deal, but okay. It is more working class, but there still are a lot of those like grand old houses and this fancy church. Ooh. And like cool kind of old architecture back from the 19th century when all the rich people were putting money into the area.
Sure. We love leftovers, you know.
We love leftovers.
We love it. Yum 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 yum.
So we're going to be talking about the Iglesia de Santa Felicitas.
Whoa.
Which is a big ass church in the area. But to talk about that, we have to talk about a fancy lady, because the church was built for her.
Love that.
So we're going back to when Barracas was full of the most fancy of the fancy of Buenos Aires, to 1846, when Felicitas Guerrero was born on February 26th.
Mm-hmm.
She was the firstborn of a wealthy and very fancy shipping merchant father who was from Spain, and he came over to Argentina, and he married probably also kind of rich fancy Argentine lady, and they had Felicitas first, and then they had 10 more children.
Oh my god, that's so many children.
It was the 1840s, and they were probably Catholic, and they're like, right. All right, 11 kids.
They said,
let's go.
All of them, please, one of each.
But also, they had 11 children, and all of the children that are, like, listed on the Wikipedia, like, grew up and married and, like, were still alive in their adulthood.
That
so I don't know.
Like, never happens!
I guess, like, they were fancy and rich, and it's like, the 1840s, so maybe more babies were like surviving, but like that never happens back then.
That never happens. Even with rich families, that never happens, to have all of their children surviving to adulthood.
They could have also had more kids that didn't survive into adulthood. Sure. But that's a lot of fucking kids.
But
so.
Still, to have 11 that survive all that way, girl.
Yeah, that's
girl.
Impressive. Good for them. So, Felicitas, she was one of the most beautiful women in Buenos Aires, it said at the time.
I love that.
When she was 18, her parents decided to marry her off because she was 18. It was time.
It was time of marrying age. Get gone, girl.
And they found this guy, Martin Gregorio de Alzaga y Perez Llorente, who is a member of the affluent and powerful Alzaga family, which is like a real, like, very influential family in Argentina.
Work.
She, being 18, was like, I do not want to marry this man because he's 50.
I mean, that's correct, girl.
That's fair. Because he was 50 and she was a teenager. And she's like, God damn it. I don't want to do this. But she was forced to because he was super rich and he had a lot of land and the marriage would be good for the family.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that. But I get it. But I hate
it. 2 years later, she had a son named Felix. Unfortunately, when he was just 3 years old, he died of the yellow fever that I was talking about earlier that had started to spread through the city.
Oh, poor guy.
A few months later, her husband also succumbed to yellow fever.
Oh, my God.
So he was also dead. And at this point, she was, like, super pregnant. And a day after her husband died, she gave birth to a baby that, like, died the same day or was maybe, like, already dead. So she had had two sons and a husband, and they all died within, like, a couple months of each other.
She's going through it. Very quick.
She's Leslie going said, through it.
No, bye.
And she's also, wow, at this point, is, like, 24.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like, maybe not even. Like, she's
That's
very young.
That's awful. That's awful at any age. But, like, your brain's not finished cooking yet. That's so
she's
awful.
Been through so much.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So now she was widowed. She's lost two children. But
at least she's free.
Also,
oh.
Her husband, because he was super fucking rich,
that's right,
had passed on all of his like land and money and everything to her. So now she was super fucking rich.
Hey, we love a widow comeuppance.
And she'd, like,
we love it.
She was already like from a wealthy family, but now she like had all of her like
her
dead
own money.
Shit,
that's right.
So now she had so much.
Hot.
So
good for her. Get like, girl.
She had all this shit, and she's, like, still young and beautiful, so she's, like, the most eligible, like,
oh, yeah, she's super eligible.
Everyone's after her.
Right. Yeah. Well, she also has less kids now, so people are probably like...
She has no kids now.
No money, none kids now, so we love
none
it.
None kids. Her kid
oh,
died, and then her
oh,
other
God.
One died before he was even, like, a thing.
That's horrible. I don't
awful.
Need to be laughing. It's awful. But it does.
But she's starting over.
She's got a fresh slate. She's got lots of money.
And
she's hot. She's ready.
Like, if you've heard any stories we've told on this podcast, you know that she's gonna have a great time.
She's gonna have a really good time.
Nothing bad's gonna happen to this girl.
Her bad things are finished. They're behind her, and her life's turning around. And hooray!
Yeah, it's all coming up, Felicitas.
It's all coming up, Felicitas. That's right.
Yeah. So once she had recovered as best she could from her, like, big tragedies that had happened, she began to spend time in the salons of Buenos Aires.
Oh, good for her.
People, like, hanging out. Not, like, hair salons. Like,
yeah, I was
salons, like, in, like, France. Like,
yeah, I was going to say you should clarify probably because I'm not sure everyone followed that.
So, like,
I did because I'm very well read.
It's like when people are, when people read books and... philosophy and they go and they just hang out and talk about it, but also they drink and
socialize,
gossip,
and have a good ass time, and it's usually women.
Yeah,
like, it's a women thing because women couldn't go to school,
so
you
these,
know, in the same way.
These were women, and also there were men there because there was lots of suitors who were,
of
like,
course,
noticing her and being like, oh, she's hot.
She's hot, and
she's
here at the
rich.
Salon, and she's got money.
She's
honey.
Hanging out. So she started hanging out at these salons.
Love that for her.
Showing off, like, all her goods.
Yeah. Good for her.
So one man began to kind of, like, catch her eye. They started, like, hanging out, kind of flirting. Mm. They had known each other when they were younger, and maybe they'd had a little, like, thing.
Ooh.
Before she got married.
They sure did. I know that they did in my heart of hearts.
So this guy, Enrique Ocampo, he's hanging out. They're spending some time together. It's possible that he was, like, way more interested in her than she was in him.
Ooh, I mean, she's hot to trot. Look at her.
Maybe at the beginning she's like, she's being like, oh, he's cute. Maybe this can work out.
Sure.
So he seems to be, like, the most kind of, like, the number one suitor that she maybe she'll go for him. Who knows? She's, like, giving him a little bit of attention, but also, like, not, like, deciding anything yet.
Sure. He's the shiniest prospect.
He is right now.
Ooh, I don't like that caveat. Okay.
But... in November 1871, Felicitas and some friends were spending some time at a ranch. So she's fucking rich and she has a lot of land. So a place that she likes to go hang out is, like, on this ranch. It's, like, by the sea. It's beautiful. It's nature. She can just go, like, have a good time. So
love
her
that.
And her friends go there. They're, like, spending a weekend away or something. And because they're fancy and rich, they're like, oh, I actually have a ranch here. Let's just, like, go to this other ranch. So they, like, load up into the carriage. They go off. They're like, okay, time to go from one ranch to another, kind of.
You're trying to tell me they're ranch hopping?
They're ranch hopping.
Like how frat boys bar hop, they're ranch hopping?
Yeah. They're ranch hopping.
That's everything. It's like, that's some rich people shit right there.
It is absolutely some rich people shit.
Okay. Sorry. Just needed the clarification. Great.
They're ranch hopping. And they're like going off. They're like hanging out. And then they're like, shit, there's a storm. Ugh, this sucks. We're going to like have to get our way through the storm. And then because there's a storm, they get lost. And they're like, oh, shit, where are we? And then out of the storm comes this, like, handsome young man on a horse.
Out of the storm?
And he kind of, like, out of the storm, he just kind of, like, shows up and is like,
oh, shit.
Hey, how you guys doing? I notice you were lost.
Oh, man.
I can help you out. This is my land. I live here. I own this. I'm, like, a sexy, rugged, like, rancher.
Wow.
And Felicitas is like, wow, sexy, yes, help me. So he like leads them on their way, either kind of like leads them to where they're going or lets them stay with him for a bit to like wait out the storm. But she like immediately falls for him. Like they
yeah he's a hot man who has emerged from the mist to save her.
They're like,
I've seen this movie. It's called Maid of Honor, starring Patrick Dempsey. And the other guy, the Scottish one, as the guy who comes out from the mist. Yeah, we get it. Yes. We love it.
Yeah. So yeah, Patrick Dempsey is Ocampo. He's that other guy.
Yeah.
That, like, yes. Likes her, but now she sees this sexy rancher guy. She's ooh, actually, I like this guy's vibe.
Actually, so I love his vibe. He has saved us here today.
He has saved us.
Yeah, he's so hot. He has saved us.
They have their, like, little romantic meet cute. They're, like, into each other.
Good.
They're both like, hell yeah, this is it. And she's, like, forgets everything about any other suitor.
Yeah, of course, because she's, like, this is my life now. I live in a fairy tale, and I love it for me. And honestly, good for her.
And good for her. Rumors around town started to spread that she had fallen for someone new and that she had ordered a dress. From Paris.
Oh, shit, girl. She's serious.
She's serious.
She means it.
So just 2 months after their little meet cute, Felicitas. Oh, I forgot to tell you his name. So his name's Samuel. Samuel Sands. It's 2 months after they met.
2 months
they
after.
Have this like whirlwind.
Cool.
Kind of romance. They are in love.
Oh, and as they always do.
They're going to, on January 29th, announce their engagement and have like a little party.
Oh. In January? That's so bold of them in the winter.
They're in Argentina. It's summer.
That's right. That's how. I forgot that that's how. That's right.
They're in the, southern hemisphere, Carly.
So bold of them
to have a party in the middle of the summer.
To have a party in the middle of the summer, it's so bold of them.
So bold.
I was just testing you. So it's
January 29th. It is the summertime because we're in Buenos Aires, which is in Argentina, which is in the southern hemisphere. And they are going to have a party. And the party was to be held at a home that the Guerrero family owned in Barracas, in the neighborhood that I was talking about.
Okay.
Because they live there, and they're fucking rich, so of course they have this little, you know, fancy house where they can have a party.
Sure, yeah.
So, the day of the party, Felicitas, she goes downtown, she's doing some shopping, and then she comes back, and classic, finds that all of her guests are already there.
Sure.
Which is relatable. I'm like, wait, I have a party at 7 at my house? I'm going to get there at 7:30.
I mean, not to say that we have been these people, but we have been these people and we love
been
it.
These people. Absolutely been those people.
We've been these people where we were like, we're at your house. Are you coming? Yeah, we're coming. We promise.
Like, wait, shit. I'm not home.
No, we're on our way.
She gets there, all her friends are there, ready to, like, hear about this engagement. And she was like, all right, let me just give me a minute. I'm going to put all my shopping away. I'm going to go get dressed, get ready, look cute.
Amazing.
And her aunt is like, hey, so you know that guy, Enrique Ocampo, who like is obsessed with you and that you were like kind of seeing a little bit? He wants to talk to you. And she's like, shit.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to talk to him. I'm getting engaged to another man. Why?
Yeah, I can't. I don't have time for this other man. I now have a different man.
I don't have time for this. But she agrees. She's like, okay, fine. I can, like, go have a little chat. Maybe be like, sorry, bro. I just, like, wasn't going to work. I just like this sexy rancher now. Hold for motorcycle.
Hold for motorcycle.
So she agrees to go have a chat with him before she gets dressed. She, like, goes and says hi to everybody, says hi to her fiancé-to-be, and then is like, fuck, okay, I gotta go talk to this guy. And her friend is like, hey, do you want me to come with you? And she's like, no, I have to handle this on my own, don't worry about it. So she goes, her brother and her cousin kind of go with her, but they wait outside. They're like, we're just gonna, like...
Oh, shit.
Be yeah, out they're like,
here. We'll be around.
Just in case, like, I don't know. This guy's like, don't know if we trust him. So they're waiting outside.
It's not good news if... Sorry, I dropped my headphone because I got so scared. It's not good news if people come with you to be like, well, just in case. Just in case.
Yeah, not a good sign. So they're waiting outside and she goes in. And that's why, like, a lot of this conversation and like a lot of this information is actually known. Like, this isn't one of those stories where you like read about it and people are like, well, maybe this happened. This is all like like the police or like whatever the equivalent of the police, like,
sure,
this was investigated, this was like reported on in the news, this was all like legit.
We have the facts.
We have the facts on this one.
We are guessing at the facts.
Yeah.
That's really great, honestly.
So, like, we're guessing at some of the, like, the feelings, obviously, and, like, some of the details, I'm sure, are not, like, 100% correct. Because, like, even when you have the facts, if you're looking these things up on the internet, like, so many, like, listicles are like, this happened. And then you do a little bit more research and you're like, where did you get this information? What are you talking about?
Yeah, like, one makes up something and then four other sources copy it from that one thing, and then you trace it back to the source and it was never that thing. 110% that happens to us every week, I'd say.
Yeah, so this is like, obviously, always like take these stories with like a little bit of like a grain of salt, and like I'm sure the details that I am saying are not 100% like real, and also I am like kind of adding some things for flair.
Wait a second. You're just trying to tell me that you're not the voice of facts
in
Argentina right now?
No.
Here and trying to tell me a story where you're not the number one expert at.
Most of this information was taken from Spanish websites and then Google translated.
Big shout out to Google Translate.
Like,
that's our baby.
Spanish, and like I can read some words, but then it's like, no, I don't understand what any of this means.
Yeah.
Okay, so
okay,
this is my disclaimer, which is just the disclaimer for every episode.
We should just play that one on loop from now on.
Right?
Like the beginning and end of every episode.
Like, we do our best, but we only have like a little bit of turnaround to get this shit together. I have a full-time job. I'm not doing that much like in-depth
research.
Yeah,
we don't have a research team. It's just us.
It's just
each.
Us. I did this research this morning.
You nailed it.
Yeah. So Ocampo was upset because he thought, even though she had never confirmed, they had never had a conversation.
Right.
He thought that she was going to marry him. He thought that...
Yeah, he had made that decision.
Had made this decision for her that he was going to propose and that she was going to say yes. And he was, like, blindsided by the news that she had found this, like, new sexy man. And he wanted to talk to her about it and be like, hey, what about me? You forgot about me.
Right.
You know when you, like, get a boyfriend and, like... It's like put like a little like hint of him online, and then a guy you talked to like 6 years ago on Tinder and never went on a date with like messages you and is like, wait, I thought maybe we could be a thing, and you're like, what? Wait,
I thought this whole time maybe we were in love.
I thought maybe one day you would be in love with me. And you're like, wait.
I was waiting for you though, maybe.
Like, what are you talking about?
Literally, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So that's the vibe with this guy. He's like, well, we hung out twice, so I thought we were gonna get married. And
yep, that's right.
They like this conversation got heated very quickly. People waiting outside were like, "Oh, this doesn't sound good." So he basically is like, "Fuck you. Do you want to marry Samuel or do you want to marry me?" And she was like, "Obviously, I'm literally having this party because I'm announcing my engagement to him."
Yeah, she's like, "My guy, it couldn't be clearer,
dude. I don't want to
marry
you."
He's like, "Okay, but like, what about me?"
Yeah, he's like, "What about you?"
It's either me or him.
It's literally, he's like, it's either me or no one. And he pulled a gun, and she's like,
"I hate that so much."
So she like tries to get away, but he ends up shooting her in the back as she's trying to like get out of the window.
Oh God. Hate that. Hate
so
that for sure.
She was shot fatally.
Yeah. Oh man, that was the word.
She
I hope
survived
he wouldn't
be for like a little bit, but she ends up dying the next morning.
Sure.
Ocampo.
Guns aren't
guns
good.
Bad. Guns are not good.
Bad.
He also
old timey
ends up
guns. Also, even more bad.
Also
big.
Bad.
Big,
oh, big
honking
fuck.
Guns.
They will kill you. You just get to need to be
mess
get
you
shot
right
once.
Up.
Yeah.
That's right.
So he also ends up getting shot. There's like,
oh my
God. The investigators say that he killed himself, but I think maybe that was just to like kind of
cover it up.
Like save face, because like her cousin and her brother were waiting outside. It's possible that one of them kind of like came in and like,
sure,
kind of fought with him and ended up shooting him, or they had a gun and ended up shooting him.
Right.
It kind of seems to me that like one of them killed him, but the investigator was like, yo, he deserved it, no one's gonna get in trouble for this, he'd kill himself.
Right. Yeah, just to like, oh, it's open and shut if he killed himself.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
kind of that deal.
Okay,
like,
okay,
yeah, like I don't know if he ended up getting shot in the commotion, I don't know, I don't think anyone should necessarily get in trouble for that.
Right, and that's what it sounds like maybe happened, is that nobody got in trouble regardless of what happened.
Yeah.
Yuck. Ew. This guy sucks.
Yeah. Tragic story. Not great.
Not great in any way, really.
Men will literally shoot you instead of going to therapy.
What happened to the dress she ordered from France?
I don't know.
Oh, never to be worn.
Never
again.
To be worn. So she died
forever.
She,
so sad.
I know. So she, her body.
That poor ranch man.
Poor ranch man. He was like, "Damn, poor I met her man. Literally 2 months ago, and we were gonna get married, and now I just have to go back to my ranch."
Yeah, I mean, obviously, poor her.
Poor
course,
her.
Number one.
It's like, fuck.
Yeah,
I just
she was
to
really. She really had a rough go of it. She was getting it turned right around.
Finally, marry someone that I actually like. At least had a crush on. Like, I was so excited.
Yeah, at least I thought was hot a little bit.
I was so excited
yeah.
to live my life with a sexy ranch man, and now I'm
right.
Dead.
And wear my French dress.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not.
Wear a fancy Parisian
that
dress.
That sucks.
Yeah. So she,
boo.
Her body was buried at the Recoleta Cemetery, which we've actually talked about on the podcast before.
We've covered that. Yeah. That's right.
So she's there
the Recoleta
too.
Cemetery.
If you go back and listen to that episode, no, she's there. But she's
and
not.
She's there.
She's not haunting the Recoleta.
Interesting. Well, there's enough action there, so she doesn't.
She doesn't need
to.
She's got another place to.
Yeah,
haunt.
She's hurdy. She's not being called there because there's. They got it covered.
They got
you know?
Enough ghosts.
They got that shit covered. Yeah.
But Felicitas, her parents were so distraught over her tragic death that they decided to build a church in her honor. On the like
right
on the place that she died, so they
that's right. You did lay that seed at the beginning. I forgot till right now.
So they tore down this house that she had been shot at, and They built this like big fancy church on the site. It was named for Santa Felicitas, or Saint Felicity of Rome, but also more for her.
Like, because her name is Felicity.
Felicitas. They're like, okay, is going to be named Santa Felicitas after this actual saint, not after our daughter, but like after mostly after saint, our daughter.
Not after our daughter, but it's in the honor of our daughter. You get
mostly
it.
Mostly after our daughter.
Yeah, they're like, we can't worship our daughter, no,
but we kind of can, I guess.
We kind of can.
Sort of. Through the saints. So this church was built. It's still there. It's like a big fancy church.
Cool.
There is a myth that due to the tragedy,
tragedy of it all.
Due to the tragedy of Felicitas's death and the deaths of her sons, no one wants to be married or baptized in the church.
Oh my god.
So this might just be like a myth. It might be true. People might be like, bad vibes. But also, apparently, it's not like the church isn't authorized to have sacraments take place there because it's not a parish, which I don't understand why. But there's no, like, central aisle.
Oh.
The pews, like, go all the way across.
Go all the way across?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Interesting. Mm. So is it like giving more chapel or giving more church?
It looks like a church. It's big. Mm-hmm. Like it's church sized.
It's church sized. It's just not, the Pope won't let them give sacraments.
I guess. Because it's not a parish. I don't really understand. Church rules are weird.
I guess I've never been to a church that's not a parish.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Is where I'm confused. Because like a parish is a community, right? Like the parish is the community that attends the church and surrounds the church and supports the church. And the parish is usually the area.
I don't know.
Not as technical as the word diocese. I'm pulling out of my butt all the shit they taught us in Catholic school that I listen
things.
To.
I don't know. I don't really know. I don't understand. But yeah. I guess it's just like they both can't do these things for whatever reason. And also people don't want to. Because it's
People
creepy.
Are like, actually, we don't actually like that anyways. So it's kind of good that they don't
They're
let
like,
us.
Oh, this is named after a woman who had two children that like died of yellow fever very young. And like she also died tragically when she was young right before she got married. So like maybe I
brutally murdered.
Don't want to get my child baptized or get married at this place. I don't know.
See, I don't know what these people are on about. It sounds great. Sign me up for the death metal church. Like
it's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. If I have to get married at a church, a death metal church sounds pretty good.
Make it the death church.
Make it the death church.
Also, like, wouldn't you want to get married in her honor because she was never able to get married?
Yeah. Be like, girl, you can live vicariously through my marriage. You can be a bride. I'll wear a French dress. Mm-hmm. And then she gets to be a bride for the day. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be nice? No,
she was never able to be a bride because she's dead.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Always a bride.
Well, actually, she was able to be a bride.
Only one time a bride to an old man.
She did. She actually did get married. I forgot.
Yeah, but not really married.
She got married when she was 18.
Not married in like the way people dream about.
Gross old guy.
Yeah, just to get some guy's big money.
Yeah, I mean, she got some big money, but she didn't last very long after that.
At what cost?
Yeah. Honestly.
So she haunts this church?
She does haunt this church. So she, stories tell of her ghost being spotted roaming around the grounds of the church. And if you're there on January 30th, the day that she died, she can be spotted in a white dress crying at the church entrance.
Wow.
There's also
I guess the French dress lives on, maybe.
The French dress, maybe she's wearing it. Maybe she was buried in it.
Maybe that's the dress she's wearing. Oh, no, that's even sadder.
Maybe.
Her wedding dress is her death dress. Oh,
could be.
Could be.
There's also a statue of Felicitas at the church, and it is said that if you touch it, it'll bring you bad luck. Mm-hmm. So don't touch it.
Okay, don't touch it then.
But
what? Is it really dusty so people can't clean it?
I don't know. Maybe if you touch it with a rag, it's fine.
Okay, all right.
Maybe like a little
duster. No bare hand to touching.
No bare hand touching. Okay. Also, if you are looking for true love, if you want to get married, you should go.
You want to get married.
If you want to get married.
If you want to get married.
You should go either on the anniversary of her death or just like whenever you're there and tie a white handkerchief to the entrance gates. And you'll be lucky in love.
Well, you'll get swept up in marriage.
Yeah, you'll get swept up in 2 months and be like, wow.
What?
This hottie, we're going to get a hot ranch hand? He wasn't a ranch hand. He, like, owned the land. He was also rich and fancy.
What if he pretended to be... Okay, this is a story I've concocted. Yes. He pretended he's the ranch hand.
Mm.
Let me help you out, madam. He gets her and the crew... The clouds part, the mist, they walk through the mist, okay. You see the grand manor house.
Sure.
Then he goes, as far as the eye can see, that's all me. And then they fuck, and that's what happened.
Okay, that's,
I'm convinced of
that
it.
That would be nice for her.
And that's why she loved him.
That's why she loved him.
Because she was like, whoa, look at this hot guy with all this land.
I mean, he was.
All on his own.
He was a hot guy with all this land. He was pretty fancy. But he was also more, like, rugged than her, like,
that's
shitty,
right.
Murderous other guy that she was kind of into.
Yeah, the other guy had soft hands. This guy has rough hands.
This guy has rough hands.
Uh-huh. Hands that feel crunchy.
Yeah.
She's like, I like that sandpaper feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In my tiny, delicate lady hand.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't doing any labor. We know this. Mm-hmm. She was too busy buying gowns from France.
She was buying.
Which, honestly, that's what I wish I was doing.
I wish I could buy some gowns from France. I mean, I probably could.
I wish
could.
I was doing no manual labor and only buying gowns from
France.
I'm
sure I could order something online from France that was affordable. Maybe not gowns.
Yeah. Not a gown, though. A gown, kind of implicates.
Certainly
its,
not
know,
a gown.
High value.
You don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have the cash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we need to go to Argentina.
Maybe.
And go ranch hopping. We have to go back in time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then this could happen to us, except not with the murder bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Not with the death parts.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the tragic life and death of Felicitas Guerrero and her church that they built for her.
Wow, that she now haunts.
She
honestly
now haunts.
If someone built me a church, I'd probably haunt it.
Of course.
I get that.
Yeah, naturally.
Right? It's You'd feel like it's your duty. You'd be like, oh, well, they built this thing, so I might as well gotta hang out there and greet the people that come by.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be a good host.
Gotta be
a
good host. So. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. She's the ghost with the most. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hondo P.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Well, Argentina, don't cry for me.
Mm-mm.
You're so cute. I love Argentina and all of its ghosts that we are discovering as of late. We love it.
Spooky.
Spooky dookie.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. So that's that. Buy tickets for our live show.
Not even a pivot, just like honest to God.
That's that
plug shamelessly.
And that's all I have for you.
Yeah, buy tickets to one or both of our live shows. You can find the links on our website. It'll be really easy.
Yeah, come to both. Say hi. They'll be different. We have different guests. We have different stories.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be so much fun. You're not even gonna know what to do with yourself.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about it already, and it's like I'm having a hard time prepping for it because I just am so excited. I can't get past that, you know, like, oh, you're not even gonna know what hit you. You're gonna be like, what? And I'm gonna be like, I know, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the first one.
I'm gonna say what
the first what? One October 7th.
Yes.
Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Attic Studio.
Mm-hmm.
Doors at 7, show at 7:30. Be there, be square.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
You love it, we love it. And then 20 days after that, Hamilton Show, Staircase. Mm-hmm. Same thing. You love it. The 27th. You get it. Mm-hmm. Hooray for you. And it's going to be a great time. I mean, we're the Steve Martin and Martin Short of the situation of
the
Ghosts.
People have, so. The people have spoken and the people is Carly.
That's right. Cecilia, but aren't we, though? Don't you think of it? Like, it's very, like, honestly, I think so.
I don't know, I guess.
I think so. Like, one of us is we're goofy. Both of us are goofy, but one of us is goofier than the other. Mm-hmm. Like, one of us is like, la, 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 and the other one's like, la, 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 la. Like, that's Jesus what they give, Christ. You know?
You're really selling it to the people.
I think I am, though. I don't know why you're not agreeing with me.
Blah, 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 blah. Come to our show if you want to hear some blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you'll love it. Cecilia, I really think we are. I'm going to keep fighting this good fight. Like, think about it. Like, if we're the Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, sure. It tracks out. There's always the duo that is also like us.
We are every duo that exists.
We are most duos, yeah.
We are Shrek and Donkey. Wait,
who's Shrek and who's Donkey if we're Shrek and Donkey?
You're Donkey.
I am Donkey, that's true. but I really want to say get out me swamp, so.
No, you're Donkey.
Okay. I guess I'm the Eddie Murphy of the situation. I suppose that's true. Yeah. I mean, we are most duos. Like, you're the Kate McKinnon, I'm the AD Bryant. Like, we really are just a couple of goons.
So, yeah, come see us.
Yeah!
We'll do stuff. We'll talk, and then...
Yeah, we might have different realizations in front of you that you'll like.
Maybe.
Or maybe I'll double down on this one and you might maybe. Have to listen
maybe
to it
Maybe this is
more.
Just what Carly's going to talk about at the show. We don't know.
Oh my God. My story is just a PowerPoint presentation of me describing how much we are like Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Oh my God.
And then a bunch of other Hollywood pairings that we also are.
So you just don't know. You just don't know what's going to happen.
That's the best part about this. It's probably ghosts. It's probably funny and spooky, but... You won't know till you go. That's what we always say.
You'll find out when you get there.
That's right. Okay, well, we'll see you next week. Maybe in person. Ah!
Yeah!
And if not in person, on the internet. You'll love it. Yeah. We love it, too.
Okay, love then. It.
We love it. Come Bye. See us. Come see us immediately.
Check out our... Buy a ticket. Go to Instagram. Or just go to our website. Right. Go to GhostsAreEverywhere at...
.com. Yeah.
GhostsAreEverywhere.com.
You can also find us on Instagram and on TikTok, and you can send us an email if you want to, and you can find all that information on the internet. Just put it in the internet. You'll find
just
it.
Just put it in the internet and you'll find it, and then you can
put
buy
it in the internet. You'll find it, and we trust you, and you're going to be good at it. Put it in the internet, and you'll love it. And you'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. I love you. Bye. Bye. Now.
Garbage
love it
outside.
Hold the garbage.
Hold the
wait,
garbage.
That's this whole podcast always.
Hold the garbage.
Hold the garbage.
Is it garbage day? I have to do that.